local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Another beautiful day. Welcome to Thursday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. I'm in a good mood. About 98% of the day has gone swimmingly. We have now had back-to-back days where the Channel 3 A block has gone about 4:06, 4:07.
Yeah.
So I think when Tanner joins us tomorrow, we will be lodging a formal complaint. happy opening day.
Yes.
Happy Blue Angel practice day. I dropped Miha off at her grandma's before coming in, and as I was coming across the Escambia Bay, I saw the diamond flying around, so that it was a great start. It was the first time I've actually seen that on a Blue Angel practice day. It's the first time I've actually seen them on a practice day. I haven't actually gone to the base to see them practice since I've lived here. I've seen them, of course, at the beach for the show and the November homecoming show, but that's the first time I've actually seen them practicing.
And occasionally,
so that was cool.
Occasionally, if you're in the right place at the right time, you'll just see them fly over. My dad stepped out of his house one
time.
There
has been
a
couple of times, yes. They actually, back when they retired the Hornets, they did a special flyover around Escambia, Santa Rosa, and the city of Pensacola. They did a flyover right over the station.
Yeah.
And I went outside and shot a video of that. So, I've seen them up close and personal, but first practice I've actually seen them and wasn't planning on it at all. So a very nice treat there. You are wearing your Cleveland Indians throwback hat today. I am wearing the best away jersey in baseball, the beautiful gray Chicago script White Sox.
Yeah, so I saw that.
Yeah, so
AL Central rivals.
Yes,
not crazy about that, but it's an okay look. Sure,
I'm a Cubs fan first and foremost, but I am a Chicago baseball fan, so I do have some White Sox regalia.
That's fair.
I decided to wear the Sox jersey in today. So yeah, happy opening day. I hope your favorite team is off to a flying start and wins the World Series this year. As we get rolling here, we'll start off with our top three stories. Text line is 850-437-1620. The traffic line, 850-262-6111. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will spend 25 years behind bars after sentencing today for his role in the company's crypto exchange scandal. This happens 4 months after he was found guilty of orchestrating the multi-billion dollar fraud leading to FTX's collapse back in 2022. The 32-year-old, who was, of course, once hailed as the Crypto King, was convicted by a federal grand jury in New York City back in November on all counts of fraud and conspiracy that he had faced. The House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. You'll, of course, recall that the initial effort to impeach Mayorkas failed, and then it was brought back. This, of course, is centered around his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaker Mike Johnson today says he will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate on April 10th. Also, in Baltimore, new evidence shows the pilot of the cargo ship that crashed into a major Baltimore bridge called for help. The pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Once the ship struck the bridge, it went down, with the NTSB saying the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies common to newer spans. They say that's what made it more vulnerable to a catastrophic collapse. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local story this afternoon, the city of Pensacola confirming today that the cyber attack 2 weekends ago was ransomware.
From an interaction standpoint, what you really should only still be seeing on the citizen side of things, that maybe the most common would be the bill pay continues, to not be operational at this point for Pensacola Energy Sanitation.
And still, though, Mayor D.C. Reeves today not shedding any light on whether any personal information may have been impacted. He does say multiple agencies are still involved in the investigation, with PPD leading those efforts. Reeves is hopeful he'll be able to share more information next week. Also today, the city of Milton calling it a significant milestone, as they have been issued a permit by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection for the North Santa Rosa Regional Water Reclamation Facility, a.k.a. the efforts in building a new facility towards what they say is dedication to sustainable infrastructure and environmental stewardship. The permit enables the construction of two spray fields on city-owned property off Jeff Ates Road, which will process 1.28 million gallons of treated effluent per day. So that update from the city of Milton there. More local headlines right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin?
Let's see here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer that Dev Ramsey. Yes, that is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Luckily, not a ton to dig into here in our first traffic update. There are two spots of note, though. For starters, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, traveling towards Highway 87, we've got some pretty heavy backups there. Also, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got evening traffic in that area as well, but it is slightly worse than usual. Outside of that, there doesn't appear to be too much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather continues into Friday as we wrap up the work week. A little bit cold in the morning. We'll have low temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 40s. Grab a jacket, but you won't need it later through the day. High temperatures on Friday, much like Thursday, will also be in the lower 70s. This weekend, highs warm into the mid to upper 70s. A few clouds, but still dry weather continues through the entire weekend, watching a few small chances of rain next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. 4:15 here at News Radio 92.3. In other city news today, things beginning to take shape regarding two development opportunities in and near downtown Pensacola. Mayor Reeves says the city received two letters of interest to redevelop the Pensacola Motor Lodge and four regarding Pensacola Sports former headquarters on West Main Street.
No set timeline on an RFP, or will we RFP or not. Will we negotiate with one particular person? Those decisions haven't been made.
City leaders have said in the past the goal for the Motor Lodge would be to add affordable housing. And as for the Main Street property, that could transform into a mixed residential and retail district with a 90-foot residential building as the centerpiece. That conversation has already started. A couple of updates in Santa Rosa County today. The sheriff's office says a drug trafficking suspect now behind bars after leading deputies on a high-speed chase last night. 27-year-old Travis Sturback is facing multiple counts, including trafficking in spice, fleeing and eluding, and firing a weapon in public. It all started when deputies arrived at his home on Dobson Road in Jay, and while he wasn't home initially, deputies say he pulled up, stopped his car in front of the house, and fired two shots out of the driver's side window. A chase then ensued that ended on Highway 87. Deputies say they recovered 150 pounds of spice from the home with a street value of $200,000. Sheriff's office says additional charges are pending in Escambia County as well. Also, a candidate for a Santa Rosa County Commission seat is withdrawing after questions were raised about whether he was running a ghost campaign. According to the PNJ, William Martin had filed as a Democrat to challenge for the District 1 seat belonging to Sam Parker. After filing earlier this month, members of the Santa Rosa County Democratic Party questioned the validity of the campaign after he reportedly refused help with it and refused to even meet with party leaders and attend functions. The PNJ says that he had actually wanted to run as a Republican. However, he didn't qualify because he hadn't been registered as one for a year. Today, he reportedly told the supervisor of elections office that he would be withdrawing. And pretty cool happenings coming up in May. A brand new three-day event will celebrate the Navy and its contributions to our area.
The genesis of this really came from Senator Doug Broxson. And he came to a group of us a couple years ago and said, we don't really have an event that celebrates our military. I mean, half of our local two-county economy is based on the military and the presence here in Northwest Florida.
That's Todd Thompson with the Greater Pensacola Chamber. He says Navy Days will be May 17th through the 19th. That includes a special themed gallery night as well as a night at the museum gala on that Friday. On Saturday, a 4K run and walk and a parade, and then Blues on the Bay on Sunday. The goal is to foster a lasting relationship between Pensacola and the military community. So a lot of fun happening there. Also this weekend, the Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church have Eggawahooza. That's at Wahoo Stadium Saturday. The largest egg hunt in Pensacola, 50,000 eggs. Pre-K and children with special needs will go at 11, kids 1st through 7th at noon, and 12 years of Eggawahooza now, and Easter with Marcus Point Baptist Church. So that's a fun happening on Saturday. Lots of egg hunts happening this weekend and Easter on Sunday. Weather's going to be great for it, so a lot of fun happening in the area. We'll take a break there, look at our state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a really in-depth conversation with Commissioner Mike Kohler, 33 years retired captain in the Navy, about what's happening with regards to NAS Pensacola and the missions there and at Corry Station, and are we doing enough as a community to persuade the Navy to keep those missions and the compatibility use study and whether it's adequate for the task. Very concerning, very interesting stuff. You can listen to that and all the other segments from the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Not a ton to dig into on the roads currently. That's a relief. We do have some congestion, whether it be you are traveling east or west on 9 Mile Road towards Pensacola Boulevard. Nothing too severe at this time, but it's more than I usually see. Beyond that, though, the main two spots you're going to have problems are if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87 or westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Governor DeSantis is speaking about the state's settlement with Disney, saying this morning that he would like to see more development on Disney's part to keep up with Universal's Epic Universe.
That district will be managed in a way that's going to pursue the state of Florida's best interest. And if we work together and have mutual interests, that's great. But we're not going to subordinate the interests of the state just to service one company. Those days are over.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about Universal Epic Universe when it was first announced. It's a new planned theme park in Orlando with 5 immersive worlds connected by Celestial Park. So,
very nice.
Arms race in Orlando.
And the Florida Supreme Court is expected to issue rulings on 2 hot-button issues in the coming days. Justices say they will not have opinions ready today on whether the proposed constitutional amendments on abortion rights and recreational marijuana will make it on the next ballot. The court is required to approve the measures before voters have the chance to decide, and final decisions are expected by Monday's deadline.
Yeah, a plan underway to give Florida teachers higher salaries. The State Board of Education met yesterday to discuss how to distribute funding set aside for educators during the last legislative session. The money would help raise the minimum pay for educators to $47,500 statewide. Another $200 million for educator salaries was approved as part of the latest budget, and the governor's still waiting to sign off on that.
And consumers will soon be able to buy bigger bottles of wine in Florida. Great news there for some of you, I'm sure. Appearing at a wine shop in Fort Lauderdale today, Governor DeSantis signed a bill ending restrictions on the volume of wine containers sold in the state.
There was really no public policy reason why we should have this regulation, and this is a regulation that was something that had been in place for many, many decades.
House Bill 583 allows retailers and restaurants to sell wine in bottles up to 15 liters. That's nearly 4 gallons. The law takes effect on July 1st.
You going to buy a 4-gallon bottle of wine next time you're out to eat?
I don't drink anyway. I'm certainly not buying that. No chance.
The number of people filing first-time jobless claims is a bit lower in the Sunshine State. The Labor Department reporting about 5,100 initial claims were filed for the week ending March 23rd. That's down from a revised figure of about 5,400 from the prior week. Overall, the state's averaging about 5,700 new claims per week for the last 4 months. International news, a Georgia judge has not issued a ruling after a hearing related to former President Trump seeking to have his election interference case dismissed. Trump's lead attorney today argued in court that the indictment should be thrown out because Trump's actions related to the 2020 election were political speech and advocacy protected by the First Amendment.
And keeping with the Trump theme, he is honoring a fallen NYPD officer. Trump attended police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island today and called for law and order.
Such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug.
The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. A man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of a police officer, along with other charges.
The suspect is now in custody after four people were killed and seven injured in a stabbing spree in Illinois. 22-year-old Christian Soto was booked into the county jail on charges of first-degree murder and home invasion. Soto allegedly went on a rampage in several locations around Rockford, Illinois, killing victims ranging in age from 15 to 63.
And students' college decisions could be delayed because of a FAFSA calculation mistake by the Department of Education. The error impacted several hundred thousand financial aid forms. Yeah, Bobby and I touched on this late last week. The new FAFSA process already has been riddled with complications, including delays and glitches because of an updated version released this year.
And Immigration and Customs Enforcement is targeting undocumented migrants convicted of serious drug offenses.
Many of the people arrested during this operation have final orders of removal, which means that once they're in ERO custody, we can remove them to their home countries.
Officials announced today more than 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses involving meth, fentanyl, cocaine, or synthetic drugs. Many of those arrested are expected to be quickly removed from the U.S. A quick recap of today's top three stories. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried, the so-called crypto king in a prior life, will spend 25 years behind bars now after being sentenced for his role in the cryptocurrency exchange scandal. The House says they will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next month. Specifically, House Speaker Mike Johnson says those will arrive in the upper chamber on April 10th. And new evidence shows that the pilot of the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge called for help. The pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing. Once the ship struck the bridge and went down, NTSB says the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies common to newer spans. That's our look at our top three stories. The Fox News update is coming up. We're back with a look at what's happening in the sports world, scoreboard, and Major League Baseball opening day as well. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Biden is being invited to testify before Congress. Congressman James Comer has sent a letter as part of Republicans' impeachment inquiry.
The letter includes a request for written responses to questions about associates involved with his family and if he's ever met, spoken to, or interacted with them. House Republicans are trying to learn if President Biden ever participated in a bribery scheme while he was vice president. The White House has denied any wrongdoing and has claimed the committee has no evidence to justify potential impeachment.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, former President Trump, speaking at the wake of New York City police officer Jonathan Diller today. The 31-year-old was gunned down during a traffic stop in Queens this week.
Such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often.
Former president repeating his calls for law and order. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, tech giant Apple is warning its users about a new threat known as multi-factor authentication bombing attacks, or push notification spam. Involves a recent stream of requests being sent to users, which ask them to reset their Apple ID passwords. If users click allow, they may allow hackers to gain access to their Apple ID passwords and control of their accounts, which can include all devices linked to the same ID. Apple has yet to comment on the attacks, and the Federal Aviation Administration says that it's awarding over $27 million to multiple universities across the country to conduct research on aviation environmental topics, including sustainable fuels, aircraft emission, and noise impacts. The FAA says the grants are part of its Aviation Sustainability Center program. The FAA's Administrator Mike Whitaker said that the entire aviation industry can leverage the research to reduce noise and enable safe and efficient operations while working towards net zero emissions by the year 2050. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. Today, the Dow and S&P seeing modest gains. That was enough to close at record highs. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ finished with a modest loss. And that's Your Money Now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We have another Draymond Green issue as he got ejected 4 minutes into his game last night. This past summer, Golden State could have got out of business with Draymond, but instead gave him a new 4-year contract. And it just goes to show you that you never pay a player for what he's done in the past and only what he'll do in the future. And it was obvious at the time that bringing back Draymond was a mistake, and he's been a detriment to the franchise this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare information guide absolutely free. Call 800-919-3200. That's 800-919-3200. 800-919-3200.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we've got that evening traffic starting to build up on Pine Forest Road. That's particularly if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Perhaps you just got off of I-10. Also, if you're traveling northbound on Pace Boulevard towards Fairfield Drive, we've got a lot of backups at that intersection there. No confirmation of an accident, but we'll keep an eye on it. Outside of that, you're going to have two problems in particular. One, if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And two, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. 438 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, it is, of course, opening day, and
yes,
a lot of action already here early.
That's absolutely the case. Got the scores up on here right now. Orioles beating the Angels 11-1. That's in the top of the eighth.
What's funny about that is that that was the first game played today because there's a couple of rainouts. Mike Trout hit the first home run of the season. So the Angels were like, hey, we don't need Shohei Ohtani. Are you kidding us? And then the Orioles were like, all right, you had a good season, and we're going to take over now.
Yeah, the Orioles were one of the best teams last year. That's pretty cool. I like the Orioles. Why not? Let's see. Your White Sox, your script font, ain't saving them early. In the middle of the seventh, the White Sox are losing to the Tigers 1-0. So hopefully y'all can turn that around. I don't like either. Let's see, Twins beating Royals 2-1. Astros up on the Yankees 4-3. I was looking through the scores. When I saw the Astros and Yankees, it like revived like my hatred for those two teams. And like really, I just felt like a boost of baseball spirit. And that's coming from a guy who doesn't really watch baseball much at all. Pirates and Marlins. Marlins winning 5-2. So there's some Floridian representation there. Padres beating the Giants 2-1. Dodgers beating the Cardinals 5-1. Jays over the Rays 6-2. That's a bummer. Reds killing the Nationals 7-0. That's an even bigger bummer. Tonight we've got a few more games, but most notably Cubs and Rangers. So we've got the defending World Series champions. That's going to be at 6:35 on ESPN. You can also catch it on air on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola 99.1 FM 1330 AM. So yes, a lot of action going on in the MLB right away. As for some other headlines going on in the NBA, Draymond Green was ejected from last night's Warriors victory over the Orlando Magic, and that's probably not a surprise if you know anything about Draymond.
4 minutes into the game.
Not even that, Joe. Yeah, not even 4 minutes. It was due to confronting a ref. He didn't assault somebody this time. The ejection was the 19th in Green's career. That's behind only Rasheed Wallace's record of 25. This season alone, Green has already made headlines for putting Minnesota's Rudy Gobert in a headlock and smacking Phoenix's Yusuf Nurkic in the head. When will enough be enough? I put that in the script.
You know, I think that we have arrived there. If you look at you looked at the Warriors players, Curry was pretty visibly upset.
Yes.
Kerr, you know, he's going to say all the right things, but no, I think they're over it. And he will not be on the team next year.
I hope you're right. Because if I had it my way, he wouldn't even be in the league now. NFL headline here. The Chiefs are signing Louis Rees-Zamet. If you're like, huh, that's a weird sounding name. It's because it is. A European rugby star from Wales. The 23-year-old Rees-Zamet participated in the NFL's International Player Pathway Pro Day last week. He ran a 4.43 at the 40-yard dash, so not bad. The Chiefs intend to use him at the running back and perhaps even wide receiver position, though it is believed he could have a more immediate impact on special teams, especially in light of the new XFL-inspired kickoff rules that we discussed.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's pretty good news there. And then lastly, in college basketball, the men's Sweet 16 begins this evening. Yes, no more having to settle for the NIT. 6-seed Clemson and 2-seed Arizona. Those are the first two that are getting things tipped off tonight. It's going to be at, what did I say it was?
6 o'clock?
Yeah, 6:09. Where are my manners? 6:09 to be exact. That's going to be on CBS. And it's going to be followed by San Diego State and number one UConn at around 6:30 on TBS and True T. Alabama, North Carolina, that's what most people around here care about. That's going to be on CBS. And then Illinois and Iowa State on TBS and True TV. So two doubleheaders there. And then in women's basketball, USA Basketball has released the names of the 14 players invited to the women's national team training camp. That's scheduled for April 3rd to 5th in Cleveland. Caitlin Clark is the only college player on that list. She's this generation's Christian Laettner. One could also easily make the case that there are 12 better, more deserving players. But in terms of TV numbers for NBC, Clark could provide a ratings bonanza. I absolutely agree.
Yeah. Very good on the shout out to Christian Leitner, by the way.
Yes, it tasted like vinegar coming out of my mouth, but yes, congrats to him, I suppose.
Health, business, and science notes today. Amazon is throwing more money at its investment in AI startup Anthropic.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
The online retail giant announced that it added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. Amazon says the partnership will further improve customers' experience.
And some Texas-based Boeing plant workers are accusing the company of firing staff who brought up safety concerns. The company recently announced its president will leave at the end of the year and other top administrative changes following repercussions when a door plug panel came off an Alaska Airlines flight back in early January. Employees at Boeing's Port of San Antonio plant filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. The complaint says firings came after safety complaints were given to plant managers.
The markets are closed tomorrow because of Good Friday, but today the S&P 500 secured its best first quarter in 5 years and closed at another record high. The Dow Jones at 39,807, adding 47 points. The S&P 500 up to 52,54. The NASDAQ dropped by 20 to 16,379.
And tuberculosis rates in the U.S. are on the upswing. They rose by 16% in 2023. That's the third year in a row that cases went up. That's after nearly 30 years of decline. In the newest report from the CDC, the number of tuberculosis cases reached nearly 10,000 in a jump of close to 1,300 over the year before. 40 states and D.C. all rose in states and rose in rates, and case counts across all age groups in both U.S.-born and non-U.S.-born people.
And finally, doctors say colorectal cancer is steadily rising among younger adults across the country. Here's Lucinda Kay with more.
The American Cancer Society says diagnoses for colorectal cancer are up roughly 25% since 1995 for people younger than 55. Dr. Darren Segal is the director of gastrointestinal oncology at Scripps Clinic. He tells ABC 10, do not ignore the symptoms just because they show up in younger people. Things like a change in bowel habits, blood and stool, belly pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss. Colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of cancer-related death for men under 50 and the number two cause for women. I'm Lucinda Kay.
My goodness. Get yourself checked out, people. 4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see, starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, that's basically going to have you backed up to I-10 as it typically does at this hour. Also have some congestion building up on Blue Angel Parkway. That's particularly if you're traveling northbound towards Lillian Highway. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is going to have you backed up for a bit as well. We also had an accident report. This is on Gulf Breeze Parkway. It appears to be if you are traveling westbound. It's got some minor backups in that area. That's going to be just west of, what's this road called here? Bergren Road. So if you know where that is, that's right next to Meredith and Sona Lumber. As you can tell, I'm not used to Gulf Breeze Parkway. But bottom line is, if you're traveling eastbound near there, it's near the Gulf Breeze Zoo. That's a far better landmark.
Okay.
If you're traveling eastbound on the Gulf Breeze Parkway in front of the zoo, we had an accident report there causing some backups in that immediate area. Also, Navarre Parkway, as we've had so far this hour, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we got a lot of backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Some pop culture notes today. The Powerball jackpot is up to $935 million. That drawing's on Saturday. Nobody matched the winning numbers last night. And, of course, this comes after somebody in New Jersey won more than $1 billion in the Mega Millions jackpot.
Oh, gosh, that's got to be – I can't even imagine that feeling, and I probably never will. The first trailer's being released for Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted. The film tells the story of the cereal company Kellogg's creating the Pop-Tart. It follows the race between the company and its main competitor, Post, as they try to create a pastry that will change breakfast forever. The star-studded cast includes Seinfeld himself, alongside Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, and Bill Burr. It hits Netflix on May 3rd.
Christopher Nolan is being honored by King Charles. The Oppenheimer and Batman director will become Sir Christopher Nolan, as well as his producing partner and wife will receive the same honor, becoming Dame Emma Thomas.
Wow, so
congrats to him.
I didn't even know Christopher Nolan was British.
Oh, really?
I was about to say, I'm assuming he is to receive a knighting. Punxsutawney Phil may not have much time on his hands to predict the future of early springs, as he's just become a father.
Hey.
What? Yeah, that's awesome. The Groundhog Club says Phil and Phyllis have given birth to two healthy babies. The babies are with their parents at the zoo inside the Punxsutawney Memorial Library.
I'll be interested to see what they name their children, and by they, meaning the adults that over them.
Phil and Phyllis, we're running out of names that sound like that.
Yeah,
Philip, maybe?
Philip and
PJ, Philip Jr.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good job out of you. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and a recap of our top three stories on this Thursday coming up next.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a really in-depth conversation with Commissioner Mike Kohler, 33 years retired captain in the Navy, about what's happening with regards to NAS Pensacola and the missions there and at Corry Station, and are we doing enough as a community to persuade the Navy to keep those missions and the compatibility use study and whether it's adequate for the task. Very concerning, very interesting stuff. You can listen to that and all the other segments from the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on hour number one of Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon. We'll send it off to Channel 3 here at the top of the hour for first 10 minutes of the Channel 3 news at 5. And then we'll be back after that As we wind down here, just a quick reminder, this coming weekend, of course, there's a lot happening with Easter, and one of the biggest events, if not the biggest event, is happening at Marcus Point Baptist Church. The Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church hosting Ego Wahooza at Wahoo Stadium on Saturday. So it's not at Marcus Point, it's at Wahoo Stadium. Largest egg hunt in Pensacola with over 50,000 eggs. Pre-K and children with special needs will go at 11. Kids 1st through 7th will go at noon. And you can celebrate 12 years of Ego Wahooza and Easter with Marcus Point Baptist Church. And our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, a.k.a. Austin, will be out there. So you can...
I'll be there with the cat.
Meet and greet, autograph signing. He'll kiss your baby, all that stuff.
Yeah, don't ask me to do any of those things, please. But yeah, you made that offer when I was going to be in one of the parades. Nobody ever came. Oh. But to be fair, I wasn't looking for him. But who knows? Maybe I had a fan club there.
Yeah, maybe
I,
you did.
I was just well.
You
that's
snubbed
what that's
them.
What, that's yeah. what I'm going to tell myself. I just wasn't paying good enough attention. That's what I'm going to say tonight.
Works for you.
Yes.
All right, 1 minute shy here, 4:55. We'll get our check of the weather. Pretty beautiful out there again today.
Beautiful weather continues into Friday as we wrap up the work week. A little bit cold in the morning. We'll have low temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 40s. Grab a jacket, but you won't need it later through the day. High temperatures on Friday, much like Thursday, will also be in the lower 70s. This weekend, highs warm into the mid to upper 70s. A few clouds, but still dry weather continues through the entire weekend. Watching a few small chances of rain next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Austin, how are the roads shaking out?
Well, we've just got multiple spots here with minor congestion, nothing too severe. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile, you're basically going to be backed up to I-10. Let's see. We still have got some problems as well, though they are minor also. If you're traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway towards Fairfield Drive, outside of that, you may just have a little bit of busy intersections here and there in Pensacola. One that was giving us problems earlier was where North Davis Highway meets Creighton Road. That one still looks slightly backed up. But outside of that, as I said, nothing too crazy. Where you're going to encounter the biggest problems, though, are the same as we've been saying in our previous updates. If you're traveling westbound on the Var Parkway towards Highway 87, or if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River heading towards downtown Milton.
All right, thank you very much. A quick recap of today's top three stories, if you are just checking in with us. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will be behind bars for 25 years after he was sentenced today for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. This comes 4 months after he was found guilty of orchestrating the multi-billion dollar fraud leading to the collapse of FTX back in 2022. Once hailed as the crypto king, he was convicted by a federal grand jury in November on all counts of fraud and conspiracy. The House Speaker Mike Johnson says he will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. Of course, it was a failed effort the first time the House tried, and then they got the impeachment vote on the second time, and now that those articles will go to the Senate on the 10th next month. And the NTSB says that the Francis Scott Key Bridge, nearly 50-year-old span that the cargo ship crashed into, lacks structural engineering redundancies that are common to newer spans. There's also new evidence showing that the pilot of the cargo ship radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the bridge. So that's a look at our top three stories today. A look at some of the more wackier stories in the news today. Austin, this one's specifically for you.
I can't wait.
If you are an unusually hairy man.
I'm not.
It's best to steer clear of Northeast Washington next month, or at least keep your shirt on. You should do that anyway.
I should. Thank you.
The sheriff's office in Colville, Washington says that a guy called in to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch. He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April and wanted to know if it's it's legal or if he needs a special license. The sheriff's office says there's no such thing as Sasquatch in their county, and if there was, their deputies, one of them anyway, would have accidentally hit one with their car by now.
That's the spirit. And Joe, you were strangely confident in your wiener expertise
yes.
yesterday.
I not, it's not was, I am confident. Okay.
Well, let's see if you're an expert on things that taste like hot dogs.
I'm glad you said hot dogs.
Yeah, I did. I almost there was a split second hesitation there. 7-Eleven just announced a new sparkling water that tastes like their Big Bite hot dogs. They say they've partnered with a brand called Miracle Seltzer on four flavors: lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and hot dog. They're calling it, quote, a daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. Now, here's the thing. The three other flavors are available now, but more details on the hot dog flavor are coming out next Monday on April 1st. That's crucial.
Hot dog tasting water.
Especially with them promoting the April Fool's Day, yeah. That's either not real or it's going to suck.
Yeah. Looking at some good news, a couple of local good news stories, which we always love and appreciate. A Navy veteran is setting off on a 900-mile journey on Easter morning to raise money for the Disabled American Veterans Organization. The BNJ says that 66-year-old Brian Brennan will be rowing from Pensacola Beach to Key West. He'll do so in an 18-foot boat launching from just behind Flounders out at the beach. He's hoping to raise $10,000. He's off to a great start. He's already got around $4,300 behind him.
Oh,
so
that's great.
Yeah. Best of luck to Brian and safe travels to Key West. That's
absolutely
awesome.
And a happy birthday to Helena Brockman, the Pensacola woman, just turned 105. She was born in Alabama in 1919 and went to college at Alabama Lutheran Academy in Selma. After 41 years of teaching, she retired in 2006. She tells Channel 3 her secret to living long: live by the golden rule, eat a lot of vegetables, and walk a lot. I do neither.
I was going to say that I live by the golden rule, but I think anybody who listens to us probably
the wiener expert
BS on that, especially when it comes to how I treat you. Austin, I will try to do better, but yeah, I'm 0-3 right there as well for now. But I've been increasing my vegetable intake, and I've been increasing my walks. We'll see about the golden rule.